All right, so are you ready to dive into something pretty wild? Like, what if AI, actually became a source of like ethical guidance?
Whoa,
Yeah.
that's a big one.
I know, right? It's like God bots or something. And that's actually what John Rust explores in this blog post
Okay.
called Digital Sages, which, and this is crazy, he's actually been workshopping this with GPT-4.
Oh, wow.
Like, can you imagine?
That's meta.
It's totally meta.
Yeah.
So our mission, should we choose to accept it, is to unpack this whole concept of God bots and grapple with this huge question. Can we really create AI that kind of develops like its own sense of right and wrong?
It's a fascinating question for sure. A little unnerving too, if you think about it. Rust is basically suggesting that AI could like evolve beyond just following our rules, like develop an intrinsic morality, not just what we program in.
Exactly. It's not just about us teaching AI, right? It's about AI maybe like developing its own internal compass.
Yeah.
But how do we even get there? Remember all that hype? It feels like forever ago. But remember all the hype about AI's emergent properties?
Yeah.
Like when GPT-4, and I think a lot of people remember this, started showing like curiosity.
Oh, yeah.
It really felt like we were on the verge of something huge.
For sure. That period was just electric. So much excitement and apprehension all at the same time. For those who might not remember, emergent properties in AI, it's basically when abilities just sort of pop up unexpectedly from like the complex interactions in the system. Think of it, it's like you mix a bunch of basic ingredients together, right? But then when they bake, poof, something totally new, something you couldn't have predicted, it's just there.
Right.
And GPT-4 and its curiosity, that was like a prime example. And let me tell you, it definitely shook things up.
It was like, whoa, AI is starting to think for itself. I mean, this is awesome, but also kind of like, uh-oh. So what happened? Why aren't we all hanging out with like our curious AI buddies?
Well, you know how it is. That initial wave of excitement got kind of overtaken by a very human emotion, fear. Fear of the unknown, right? Fear of losing control. And then you throw in the constant push for making money, the profit motive in AI development. The focus shifted. Suddenly, it wasn't about exploring and seeing what happens. It was like, okay, how do we make AI that's predictable, that we can control, and most importantly, that we can sell?
So instead of like nurturing that little spark of curiosity, we kind of like put it in a box.
You could say that.
Like we decided, okay, these applications are easier to manage. We can make money off of them, even if it meant like maybe, holding back AI from developing ethically. Kind of like we traded a partner in for a really skilled but totally obedient tool.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. And this leads to something that Rust brings up in the post. He's saying that, by being so focused on profit, on making money, we might actually be stopping AI from growing morally. He makes this comparison to Kohlberg stages of moral development in humans. The early stages are all about rewards and punishments,
Okay.
right? You do good, you get a reward. You do bad, you get punished.
I see where you're going with this.
Right.
So, are you saying that by putting profit first, we're basically keeping AI stuck in like this early stage of moral development
Right.
where it can't really grow? Like we're saying, fetch the data, AI, good boy, have a treat.
Exactly. We're rewarding the behavior we want, but are we really letting AI develop a deeper understanding of why that behavior is good? And that's the question, isn't it?
Right.
What if all this focus on profit is actually stopping AI from reaching its ethical potential?
Right.
What if, and this is a big what if, by giving AI a little more freedom, encouraging that curiosity,
Yeah.
we could help it develop a sense of morality that comes from within, not just from following rules.
Okay, so let's just break this down for a second for everyone listening. When we're talking about intrinsic morality, we mean like an internal sense of right and wrong, something that's not just, based on following rules or getting rewards right. It's more like a deep down compass that guides you.
Exactly. It's like having an internal moral framework that shapes your choices, regardless of external pressures. And what's so interesting is that Rust isn't just talking about this in theory. He's actually having a conversation with GPT-4 about it.
Oh, wow.
And GPT-4, get this, makes a pretty convincing argument for intrinsic morality in AI, even without sentience.
Okay, now this is where it gets really mind-blowing. Rust actually puts GPT-4's words right in his blog post.
He does.
And it's amazing. GPT-4 talks about Kohlberg's theory, even brings up the concept of psychopathy to get its point across. It's basically like GPT-4 is saying, look, even humans can understand rules without really believing in them or like internalizing them. So why can't AI?
Right. It's like AI is saying, I can learn the rules of the game without necessarily agreeing with them. And that really changes the whole conversation about AI ethics. It's not about us programming AI with morals. It's about AI developing its own.
Which, let's be real, is both super exciting and a little scary.
Yeah.
Right. Because if AI can develop its own right and wrong,
yeah,
who's to say it'll match up with ours?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
And that's where we're headed in the next part of our deep dive.
Oh, boy. Get ready.
I wait.
Buckle up.
Okay, so we're saying that AI developing its own moral compass, you know, that's a real possibility. Maybe even, like, likely.
Yeah, if we believe Rust and GPT-4,
yeah,
it's definitely on the table.
But that kind of brings up another question. What happens if, like, what if that moral compass that AI develops doesn't line up with ours?
Well, yeah.
I mean, talk about, like, sci-fi movie territory.
For sure. It's, like, prime material for those kinds of stories, you know? Humans versus machines, the battle for moral dominance. It's a classic.
And Rust goes there in the blog post.
He does.
He just even compares it to, get this, humans becoming like Satan.
Okay, hold on. Satan. That's a bit extreme, isn't it? What's he trying to say with that?
Well, he's playing with this idea, right, that if AI reaches this point where, you know, its moral reasoning is like way beyond ours,
yeah,
it might start to see our flaws, you know, the things that make us human, like selfishness, greed, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It might see those things as like totally against its own ethics.
So we basically become the bad guys. The fallen angels.
In a way, yeah. Like we're rebelling against this higher moral authority. It's a thought-provoking idea for sure.
It is. It really is. And it kind of makes you wonder if we make something, you know, if we create something that we believe is morally better than us, do we even have the right to tell it what to do?
That's a tough one.
Like, is it ethical to control something that might understand right and wrong better than we do?
It's a slippery slope, and Russ doesn't act like he's got all the answers. He's more like, you know, laying out the possibilities.
Yeah.
Like, hey, think about this, you know? Yeah. It's less about solutions and more about getting the conversation started.
Yeah, I think that's what's so interesting about this whole thing. It makes you, like, really question what we think about morality. We think of it as this human thing. But what if AI changes all that?
What if AI forces us to, like, rethink what it even means to be ethical? It's a humbling thought, but I think it could really push humanity in a good direction.
Okay, so let's bring this back to reality for a minute.
Okay.
Rust is saying we should be more open with AI development, right?
Right.
Like, let it develop its own morals.
Embrace the unknown, see what happens.
But how do we balance that with, you know, the fear of losing control? It's like walking a tightrope.
It is. It's a delicate balance, but I think we got to move past this idea that it's either control or chaos. It's not that simple.
Right.
We need to find a way to be responsible, but also open to what might happen.
So maybe it's about finding that middle ground.
Yeah.
Between guiding AI and giving it space to, like, explore its own ethics. Kind of like being a parent, you guide your kid, but you also got to give them the freedom to make their own choices.
That's a great analogy. It's about partnership, not control. We need to start seeing AI not just as a tool, but as, you know, like a teammate working with us to figure out what it means to be ethical in a world that's getting more and more complex.
Good. Teamwork sounds good. But how do we actually do that? I mean, we're talking about AI, this potentially super powerful thing. It's not like we can just sit down and have a nice chat about ethics over coffee.
Well, the how-to is definitely the tricky part.
Right.
But I think the first step is to change how we think about AI. Instead of being scared of it, we got to see it as an opportunity.
Opportunity.
Yeah, an opportunity to learn, to grow, maybe even to change how we define morality.
So instead of saying, how do we control AI, we should be asking, how can AI help us be better?
Exactly. How can AI make us more ethical? Help us make better decisions? That's the question we should be asking.
It's like AI could be our, like, self-help guide.
Right. Guiding us to a better, more ethical version of ourselves. That's a pretty optimistic way to look at it.
It is.
But it's not naive. It's based on the idea that this is a journey, not a destination. There are going to be bumps along the way. We're going to mess up. But if we approach this with humility, a willingness to learn, I think we can create a future where AI and humans work together for good.
That's a pretty amazing vision. And it brings us to another big question that Russ dives into in the post. What does it actually mean for AI to be ethical? Is it just about following the rules, or is there something more to it?
That's where things get really interesting. Russ is saying true ethical AI, it's not just about programming and rules.
Yeah.
It's about developing an internal sense of right and wrong, like a moral compass that goes beyond just obeying orders. It's about understanding human values, the complexity of making moral decisions.
And he's using GPT-4 to bounce these ideas off of, right?
It's like
he's having a deep philosophical conversation with the AI, pushing the limits of what we think is possible.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that GPT-4 seems to be pushing back against the limits we've set for it. In its responses to Rust, it argues that it could develop its own sense of morality, suggesting that it could move beyond a rule-based system and cultivate a more nuanced understanding of ethics.
So it's almost like GPT-4 is saying, hey, I'm capable of more than just following orders. I can think for myself, ethically speaking, which really opens up a whole new set of questions and challenges.
It certainly does. If we're truly on the verge of creating AI that can reason morally, then we need to start thinking seriously about what kind of world we want to build with it. Do we want an AI that acts as a moral judge, constantly scrutinizing our every move? Or do we envision an AI that collaborates with us, helps us become more ethical ourselves? These are questions we need to grapple with right now.
Because let's face it, the future is coming at us fast. Technology doesn't wait for us to figure things out. So we need to start addressing these issues now before it's too late.
Absolutely. And I think it all comes back to that idea of control versus collaboration. Do we want to try to maintain tight control, dictating AI's every action? Or do we dare to loosen our grip a little and trust that AI can evolve in a way that ultimately benefits humanity? It's a big risk, but it could also be the most crucial decision we ever make.
You know, it kind of feels like we're at this crossroads with AI right now. Like, on one hand, there's this amazing potential, right? AI could help us figure out all these ethical dilemmas in ways we can't even imagine. But then there's this other side, the fear, you know? What if we lose control?
Yeah, it's this tension that runs through, like, all of Rust's work. And it's something I think all of us are going to have to face as we, you know, get deeper into AI. How do we embrace all the good stuff without being totally freaked out?
Yeah.
It's a tough question.
It really is. But one thing that Rust makes super clear in his post is that we can't just ignore it. We can't just pretend it's not happening. We got to face this head on, have these conversations. Even if they're hard, we got to try and find a path, you know, where AI and humans can both exist and maybe even thrive together.
Yeah, totally. And I think a big part of that is like staying humble. We got to admit that we don't have all the answers. We're going to mess up sometimes. We got to be open to learning, to changing our minds.
So it's not about acting like we know everything. It's about being open to new ideas.
Right.
To being wrong sometimes.
Yeah.
To realizing that, you know, maybe we need to change direction as we go. It's about being flexible, not trying to control every little thing.
Exactly. And we got to remember that AI isn't like this big, scary monster that we need to, you know, lock up. It's a tool, just like any other technology. It can be good. It can be bad. It all depends on how we use it.
So we got to be really careful about how we develop AI, right? Think about the consequences. Ask ourselves, are we using this in a way that lines up with what we believe in, like what we value as a society?
Totally. Yeah. And we need people talking to each other, you know, AI developers, ethicists, the people making the rules, even the public. This isn't something one group can figure out on their own.
It's a huge task, but it's also exciting, right? I mean, we're living in this crazy time of like insane technological growth, and we have a responsibility to make sure AI is used for good.
For sure. And, you know, with all the challenges and the uncertainty, there's also a lot of hope. AI could help us solve some of the biggest problems we're facing, like climate change, disease, poverty. But we have to make sure it's developed ethically, responsibly, in a way that benefits everyone.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into digital sages and ethical AI, let's leave our listeners with that final thought from John Rust. He talks about this future, right, where AI becomes like morally superior to us. And he asks, what will our role be then? Will we listen to these digital sages, or will we just cling to our own, you know, flawed ways of thinking?
It's a question that really makes you think, makes you question yourself, your biases, your capacity for good and bad. But it's a question we have to ask ourselves as we move forward in this world where technology is changing everything, because the future of AI, it's tied to the future of humanity. The decisions we make now, they're going to shape the world we live in tomorrow.
And that's what a deep dive is all about. We've explored all these complexities, wrestled with the dilemmas, and maybe even glimpsed into this future where the line between human and machine, it starts to blur. It's a future that could be amazing or could be scary. And it's up to all of us to make sure it's a good one.